grow, align, manifest, and evolve. Are you ready to game? This is the We Game Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the We Game Podcast. Game, growing, aligning, manifesting, evolving as a constant thing to do. We Game, you can use it in any tense you like to. I'm your host, Adio. The last time I did an episode was about almost 5.5 months ago. And that last episode, just to piggyback quickly, was about choosing happiness. And I ended it because I said I'll be right back because some things had transpired. And I anticipated the X factor in good faith. And the X factor being the unknown. And in my anticipation, some things did come true because my intuition, the universe had already gifted me with the I wouldn't even say warning signs, because warning anticipates danger. It had caution signs for what was to come. And I ended it with, I'll be right back. And I went on my trip to Aruba, and it was amazing. I read 2 books. I love Aruba. I learned some things about Aruba that I didn't know, such as it being the only island in the Caribbean Sea that never had slavery. And therefore, the energy of Aruba is very different. I had an amazing time. They also don't have hurricanes in Aruba, which is another amazing fact that I learned. And I also learned that cashew nuts were actually the seeds from a fruit. And so I had a good time and stayed at a wonderful place. Shout out to Bridget and Gino, Guru Gino. And they showed me an amazing time in Aruba. And they hosted me on the Airbnb. You can find them on Airbnb, HomeAway. And website coming soon where you'll be able to find out about these retreats and where I've been and where I'm going, so on and so forth. So while I was there, it was all about independence and being able to travel alone and do things that are with confidence and not necessarily doing anything that is under the guise of someone else's value system, but under the principles and morals of my value system and what I value and what's important to me. And so I was alone by myself. I was alone. I went alone, but I wasn't by myself. And I had the best time of my life in Aruba. It was breathtaking. I was very ecstatic about it, very happy, so much so that I will be going back very soon. That is the plan. So choosing happiness. While in Aruba, I read a book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And I also read his book, Mastery of Thyself. I learned a lot. I suggest for context purposes to know where I'm coming from, you could reference those books, because a lot of what he says, I totally believe. And it's in alignment with so many spiritual practices throughout the universe that is proven to be true through experience. But you don't have to take anyone's word for it, because you can only do the work yourself. Before I left for Aruba and I did the podcast at Choosing Happiness, I didn't have such a clear perception of happiness as I do today. Today, I realized that I'm able to choose my happiness because of how much control I have over my mind, the muscle, my brain, my thoughts, so I can choose my happiness. And not by pretending, but acknowledging the fact that it could get worse, and choosing to see the lesson or the blessing, choosing to see it in the most positive way that I can. And so what I didn't realize, though, is that was more important than choosing happiness, because that's a feeling. So I can choose to, I can control my emotions and I can control my feelings and I can choose to let them affect me or not. But the feelings are like the waves. They're going to come and go, come and go. They're not constant as they are temporary. And so, and not saying that a feeling can't become a constant state of mind, because I believe that it can. And on this journey, as I grow and align and manifest and evolve during the game, I realize that if I can't control it, that means the more focused I am on the now, the more present I am in the now, in the moment, the more mindful I am, the more I do things with intent, that without thought or practice, I am able to stay in a certain state of mind. And I appreciate that. Because with all of that, that is why I had the belief that I could choose happiness. However, what I did not realize is that on my entire journey up until that very moment, I didn't realize that I was choosing happiness, but my journey was about finding peace and understanding what peace is. Because peace is not so shallow that you could just say peace. Peace is interpreted many different ways and can appear in many different forms. A true peace within will keep you balanced enough to be in control of your mind, to remain in that state of feeling happy. But the waves and reality and the life, how the cycle goes, things will come and go, and you know, we all will go through different things because there are unfortunate truths and circumstances that we naturally inherit, such as, and likewise for the blessings, you know, the same. And then there's karma and reciprocity and the other nuances that will drive or, you know what, will assist on that journey, you know, and be a tool or a part of the mechanism that is called life. And so what happened when I left off the last time was the car broke down and I continued in my happy state because I was on my way to seek peace. Not necessarily choose happiness, because I pretty much had that down, but the part I was missing was that I wasn't in a state of peace. Although I could be happy and I had could repeat that state of mind over and over again, I had not found peace, which is a state of mind and a feeling that is much, because it's new to me, it feels much more intense, and it feels really, really good to understand what peace feels like. But on that journey to Aruba, I went seeking what I needed for my independence and to evolve me to the next level. See, when you do things with intentional, with intention, the reciprocity is over and beyond what you can imagine. As far as it pertains to our spirits and the things that we desire in life. And so when I got back from Aruba to Houston, my cancer resurfaced. And, you know, it's okay, because it needed to, because I was having trouble of letting go of some things that were the root of my unhealthy mindset and my unhappiness, because I hadn't faced some things, because I hadn't realized them about myself. But as I read Mr. Ruiz's books, and I started to meditate, and I started to forgive myself and apologize to myself for, you know, making myself the thing that I sacrificed, instead of sacrificing the things that weren't good to me, even if they felt good at times. There were a state of good feelings with those things. I was sacrificing myself because they wasn't healthy for me. And so I'm very appreciative of the knowledge that I learned from those books, so much so that I still am reading the books more than once. And there are a couple other books. Eventually, I'm going to have a book list that's going to start, and that I'll share my opinions about and how they've affected my life. And, you know, I'll also share my story so that you can see how they've affected my life and make your own and draw your own conclusion as it pertains to you. And so my cancer came back. I end up contracting COVID-19 the second, even although I had the vaccine, or I have the vaccine, I still end up getting COVID-19 in the hospital, couldn't walk, so on and so forth, couldn't receive chemo because of the COVID. I already only have one fully functional lung, and I've done things that affect both lungs, but I only have one fully functional lungs as a result of having tuberculosis before. And so I laid in the hospital bed, and I most definitely, based on the meditation and some of the things that I called into my life, I wasn't fearful of the cancer coming back that I had, you know, that I was out of remission. I wasn't fearful about that. I was okay. I was like, it's back because there's a reason that it's here, because I am not in control of the unknown, but what I do have a choice about is how I perceive what's happening to me right now. And I chose to remain in a happy state, in a positive energy, so that I could overcome that situation. And just to let you know, I did overcome the COVID. I was on a breathing machine for a little while, not as long as they predicted, nor did I ask for permission to get off the breathing machine. I weaned myself off the breathing machine by exercising my lungs and having faith in myself and moving forward. And I then began a therapy called OpDevo therapy. And in that therapy, it is a form of chemotherapy, similar to. However, what it does is it blocks the cancer from killing the the T cell that you need to fight off any infections or things like that. So basically, it blocks the interaction between those the cancer cell and the T cell, giving the T cell space and grace to become healthy again. And it builds your immune system. You know, your immune system will restore itself. It's amazing what our bodies will do with some of the medicine that is, you know, here today. Because everything has a purpose. When I was a child, there was a song that I liked to hear, and the name of the song was "Accept Everything That God Allows." And God being however you perceive God, but in that song, the acceptance always stood out to me, meaning accept it because you can't control things. So once it happened, it has happened. And so because it happened, I believe that it was meant to happen. And everything going forward from the time that I was re-diagnosed with cancer again, and the type of cancer is Hodgkin's lymphoma, also with the other one is leukemia. So those are the two cancers that I am battling. I changed that verbiage from battling to encountering and experiencing. And so, long story short, I had an amazing experience spiritually, although my physical body was not in the best state. And today is November the 13th, I believe, and I am able to walk and talk, and I haven't been having seizures so often, and everything's been pretty steady in my health, and my immune system has rebuilt itself. And the Dr. Rivera has, you know, he's really been impressed with the amazing opportunity the universe has given me, God has given me, to be privileged enough to have more life experiences. And I'm forever grateful for that. There's a lot of new things going on in my life. New love for myself, new love for my family, new boundaries, and all of that is from my roots, they're grounded and I'm rooted deeply, and in my knowing, I feel very confident about game time, and that's growth time and alignment time and manifestation time and evolving time. I'm ready for that. So I just wanted to come in and jump in for a little bit and talk about it, because it's dope and it's a real good thing, and it's so much more to talk about. And the next time I get with you guys, I'm going to go into, you know, I want to go into talking about the finding peace and some of the experiences that I had along the way. Now, I just want to get a little informal, because this is my show and I'm doing this for free, and I don't mean to offend anybody. Or anything like that, but there are a lot of different nuances about me and that's in my character and characteristics. And I'm a very playful guy, and I'm very serious. I'm very multifaceted in the way that I can be. I'm a Pisces, and it just depends on what I'm feeling and what's going on how I'm going to respond or how I'm going to act. So I want to put this disclaimer out there that every time we get together, this may not be the way that I deliver it, but this the way it came out today. So when I do start to curse, because I love to curse, when I do start, it's not that I'm slipping up or anything. It's just that I enjoy it. And sometimes when I'm telling my personal stories, opposed to sharing my journey, which is a little different because the stories are the physical body and the journey is the soul that journeys always and constant and eternally, whether my physical body is here or there all the time. So I just wanted to get a disclaimer that be aware, because I want this podcast to be exactly what it needs to be, and that's authentic. And the most authentic thing about me is that I'm unpredictable, even to myself sometimes, because I be all the time, but I act on intuition and feelings. So I'm be myself all the time, but I act a damn fool whenever the hell I want to, because shit, I do what I want to do when I want to do it. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Excuse me. And I'm not about perfection, and that's how come I don't edit my podcast, because this is about reality podcasts and being as real as I can bring it to you, and that's by giving you the best that I got, just like Anita Baker. And all I can give you is what I got, and this is where I'm at today. So listen, thank you for tuning in. Again, I do this for free. I am encountering cancer right now. I'm not working, and you can donate or send a dollar. Anything would be appreciated, but this is all for the love and for the people. So if you don't send nothing but some good energy, that would be greatly appreciated. And thank you for tuning in to the We Game Podcast featuring your boy, IDO. And we game. We grow, we align, we manifest, and we evolve. So tune in, because I'm tuning out, but I'll be back to run my mouth.
You've been listening to the We Game Podcast with your host, Audio. Show your support for the We Game Podcast by donating to $AudioCash on the Cash App. Remember, you can listen to the We Game Podcast anytime on all streaming platforms. The We Game Podcast is part of a Grow production company.